Hey guys, welcome to the Learn Feng Shui podcast, where you'll learn Feng Shui from a classical point of view, taking out the myth and superstition. So if you're interested in learning Feng Shui, Chinese astrology, all things Chinese metaphysics, as well as the superstitions and myths that connect it all, you'll enjoy learning Feng Shui with me. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode on February 2024. Energy update, first month of the year of the dragon. Let's get into it. All right, guys, starting February 4th, this commences the beginning of spring and what is called Li Chun. This is the energy that welcomes in the zodiac sign of the dragon when it officially begins. And this is the first 15-day solar cycle of energy called the Jie Qi cycle. This is the Jie cycle. It starts February 4th and goes through February 18th. And as I just said, it's called coming of spring. And this does coincide very closely with the pagan wheel of the year and the observance of what is called embolic or Saint Brigid's Day. And this also marks the beginning of spring on the pagan calendar. And it is the halfway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. So spring is upon us. And of course, in the Chinese traditions and according to the Chinese calendar, this really does mark the beginning of springtime, and that brings in that new calendar year, that new calendar cycle. And some things we can do to stay healthy during this time is eating spring rolls. So I'm all for that. Stir-fry veggies is one of the things that's kind of, what we're supposed to be eating during this time to kind of keep healthy. And according to the my source here at thebeijinger.com, it does say that spring rolls is a good way to get that food in. So I'm all for doing a stir fry and a spring roll. I feel like this time of year, we're trying to cleanse our palates, right? And the February 18th through March 4th does bring in that second solar cycle, the Jie Qi cycle, the Qi cycle. And that's called rainwater. And as it notes, it kind of does mark the beginning of a rainy season. I know we kind of tend to have some rain during this time. So we'll kind of see about that. It is also a time when geese start returning. So I do live in an area of the U.S. where we see the geese, the Canadian geese that come from up north, and they come here and vacation for the winter. And I know they'll start flying off. I feel like they're kind of flying off already, but we still have, our little lakes are full of them. So the geese will start going back home. And it is one of my favorite things to watch is to watch those little geese fly overhead. So during this time, we're supposed to eat sweet and food. So I'm all for that. Kind of like glutinous. I know they say like glutinous rice and stuff like that. And then a lot of fiber. So fiber is supposed to get the system going this time of year. And, you know, the wheel of the year, the Chinese New Year, that beginning of spring, of course, Chinese New Year doesn't begin till the 10th, but the beginning of spring will commence the, that time on February 4th. And another thing that happens, at least here in the U.S., and I know some other countries, I think, observe Groundhog's Day. And so Groundhog's Day is supposed to give us weather predictions for the next year. But another thing that gives us weather predictions is the Tong Shu or the Tong Shen Chinese Almanac. And much like the Farmer's Almanac that we use here in the States, the Chinese Almanac does give weather predictions for the year. And one of the ways they do this is they actually, on the cover photo or like right inside the almanac, they'll actually have a picture of a cow herder, and the cow herder is accompanied by an ox in some kind of like a paddy field, okay? And so this is used to make certain predictions for the year, not just weather predictions. And I had a really hard time finding this picture for 2024, but I did come across a TikTok video when I was searching, and it's a TikToker by the name of Lettuce Spoon, and I'll include her link below. But let's play the audio from her and see what she has to say about predictions for the upcoming Year of the Dragon.
Hey y'all, here are some 2024 predictions based on the Chinese Almanac. A rotation of 60 spring cow and Oxford images are used to predict weather, rainfall, and harvest. The year of a dragon is a yang year, and the boy standing in front of the ox signifies that spring commencement occurs before the Lunar New Year. The almanac predicts that there will be one dragon controlling the waters this year, signifying an extreme year for weather, especially floods during spring and summer. Though it predicts a smooth year, there are not enough dragons to manage the water. The almanac knows that there will be plenty of mulberry leaves for silkworms to consume, signifying that there will be high production and high yield. But a warning, extreme weather will affect harvest and production. Another warning is that transportation, the economy, and supply chain will be affected at the end of the year. Inflation does not look promising, and there will be overpaying for goods. This is a working year. You have to work hard to earn that money. Be sure to put in the work at the beginning of the year to save up for winter.
Again, I put a link to that creator below. When I was looking at her profile and trying to, you know, save the link and everything, I did notice that she had a lot of videos on those Jiechi cycles. Like, she has all the 24 solar terms on there, and she also has her own zodiac predictions. So if you are into those things, I highly suggest checking her out if you're a TikToker. Let's go ahead and look at the fire energy. So we do have this fire tiger coming in. So it is the first month of the solar lunar year, you know, coming. This yang fire, it's bringing this renewed sense of passion and happiness. We've not had fire energy for, you know, a little while here. And so that coming back in is all about bringing extra passion in, extra happiness. You know, it kind of brings this, it's like the sunlight shining after a dull, you know, few days. I know last month, maybe a couple weeks ago, we had several days when, you know, I think the whole U.S. got a cold snap, and it was just rainy and cold. And oh my goodness, the day it finally broke and the sun shone through and it was kind of warm outside. Oh, I just loved, you know, kind of putting my face to the sun for a minute. It was really nice. And so that's the kind of energy that this yang fire brings, especially with the tiger whose essence, you know, carries the essence of a fire in it, the birth of fire, you know. So here we can use the fire energy to get excited about our goals. So if you made New Year's resolutions and you feel like you're off track a little bit, it is okay. It is time to revisit those goals and reassess what you kind of want to do. So I know some of those New Year's goals, it says that they, you know, by the first week sometimes they're definitely, you know, kind of off derailed already. And so, yeah, take the time to make a new goal. I know last year around this time, I talked about making your New Year's resolutions and goals for February at the beginning of spring, because the energy is growing, you want to support you. So if you feel like you have already got off track with what you've been wanting to accomplish, you know, no worries. It's totally okay. And so spending time in the south with the monthly nine star can help bring inspiration, or the eight in the northwest can help you get back into the groove if you've been stagnant. And I will remind you too, before we get into the feng shui, here in just a few minutes, you do need to take down your old cures and your old, if you've done any activations that were for the year, you're going to want to take those down around February 3rd. And you want to be sure to welcome the God of Wealth for the Lunar New Year. And I do have dates on that. Remember, I have that brand new newsletter that I rolled out last month. It has all the information on it about the zodiac signs and everything I'm covering here today. Plus, it does have the added bonus of some extra information, as well as, you know, flying star charts and everything. And then at the end, it does have date selection, and it talks about that energy of welcoming the God of Wealth, which is just basically a meditation you can do on some, you know, good days during the month. You just kind of, you know, set the intention for welcoming prosperity and wealth into your life. And that energy is just supported by that meditation. So let's get now on to the zodiac sign forecast and the zodiac signs that are most impacted by the energy of this fire tiger coming in. And before we start, remember you do have four zodiac signs or four animal signs in your natal chart. These are based on the year, the month, the day, and even the hour you're born. If you don't know the hour, it's okay. I do have the zodiac sign calculator on the website, which I always include in my link below. So you can kind of take note of where these zodiac signs fall, and that's the area in your life that it will impact. So if it falls in your year, that does represent your social circle, friends, and community around you, so kind of external events. In the month, that does represent your career and your parental relationships. So sometimes that'll impact that. And even sometimes you could see some health things going on. In the day, that always represents your health and your relationships, the way you truly feel about yourself. And the hour does represent your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and your relationship with your children, but also your, like, your downline or people underneath you if you are like a manager or a boss. So this is how we can look at these areas. And starting with the Tai Sawyer, the Grand Duke for the month. This is the energy that governs the month, or the zodiac sign that governs the month. And that is, again, the Tiger. So we can look at that Shensha stars for the year to see where you can focus your attention. And so for you, it might be all about movement, motion, traveling. It's a good month for you to plan a trip. Maybe you plan a little romantic getaway. We talked about renewing passion, so that might be something good to do. You may feel a little bit more restless because of the Sky Horse star that is there for the year. It's just a really good year for you to travel anyway. Things may move really fast for you because that Sky Horse also represents just things moving and going quickly. And remember, February is a shorter month anyway. We have it's a few days shorter. Just because, you know, that it may just seem like it just goes so fast for you. And so the month just might pass really quick. Another thing to look for this year is the Meritus and Meritorious, I suppose it's the proper word, Meritorious reward. So just be ready for your efforts to be recognized by others because of that star there. And again, that is for the year. And so you may be feeling like you're putting in some effort this month or but it is a month for you to get recognition and just the year in general. So if you don't see it this month, then be ready for it this year. Just keep putting in that effort because you will be recognized. And then my caution to you is the Sky Cry star, which may leave you feeling a little down, but just focus on the positives and don't isolate yourself. Invite yourself along to, you know, your friends, events and stuff like that. So yeah, just don't, you know, sometimes we can invite ourselves along and it's not that people aren't thinking about us. Sometimes, you know, we just have to remember that we can be the ones to also, you know, volunteer to go like, hey, let's go do this or let's go do that. So yeah, don't isolate yourself this month. Next with the seasonal combination. So if you have a dragon or a rabbit, that does combine with the sign of the Tiger that is present for the month. So since it's the month, that's already there. And so these animal signs that make up the season of spring are the Tiger, rabbit, and dragon. And all three of these signs will form to combine to make wood. And that does represent connection, networking, self-growth. It's a good month for you to sign up for a course or go for a certification to learn something new because wood also represents education. And so if you've been wanting to learn something different or sign up for a course or just learn a new hobby or something like that, it's a really good month for you to do that. And again, just kind of that self help and, you know, just kind of working on yourself also can be really supported this month. And when you do have this combination, like if you have both the dragon and the rabbit, it's really good potential to make you very strong and could show wealth opportunity and in general, kind of the opportunity, you know. And if you have a dog or a horse, you do combine to make what's called the Three Harmony with the Tiger. So the Three Harmony combination does help to make connection. And when these three combine, it makes the element of fire. So fire does represent inspiration, happiness, and joy. And so you can just use the energy to kind of gain a renewed sense of passion, inspiration, time to enjoy life, just feel happy, passionate, you know, just a general overall wellness and good, happy feeling, okay? And so just enjoy that this month. Sometimes we kind of get into the daily grind, I suppose. So take the time to enjoy that combination and the extra fire energy that can be there for the month. And you can use the South Sector to give the horse a little extra strength and take advantage of the 9-star that is there for the month. The combo of 6, or what is called the secret friend to the tiger, is the pig. So the pig and tiger do combine and form wood. And much like that seasonal combination, you can use it also to make connection, do networking, that self-growth, sign up for a course, certification, learning something new. And for you, you might want to use the northeast sector to stay ahead. Northwest sector is also good if you want to sit where the pig is. It's pretty good this month. But northeast will kind of help you make progress and secure a little bit more work or contracts. And that's really for anybody. Northeast does have the 8-star, which we'll talk about in the feng shui segment. So it should be quite good for the pig. Again, just doing things that kind of, it's more of a connection type thing, but also can represent connection with our thinking, you know? And so we can think of that as making connections where you hadn't made a connection before, like if you have a theory that you're working on or something with work where it's more abstract and you have to make the connection to put it together, this pig-tiger combination can help you do that. All right, so the monkey is the clashing zodiac sign, but you know, you will not have a true clash for the month because the monkey actually combines with the dragon. Remember, the dragon, rat, and monkey make the water frame, the water combination. And so a true clash actually does not occur for you during the month. And so during clash months, it's really good to just make changes. It's a good time to move. It's a good time to, just do something different than you've been doing, because usually it clashes out old energy. And so if something has not really been going well for you or you need a change, clashing energy can be good. But as I kind of stated, you're not really going to experience a true clash because it does combine, the dragon combines that away for the year. So you're actually quite safe for the year. And so you can actually also use the north sector to get ideas. If you're a zodiac sign of monkey, you can use that that north for the rat energy, then it'll combine. But also, since that does make water for you, the dragon, a rat, and the monkey, that is all about like wisdom and thinking, you know, movement, getting things flowing. And so if you feel like you felt stuck and you're under the zodiac sign of monkey, use the north sector and that'll be quite good for you. Not just for the month, but even for the entire year, the north is quite good. All right, let's go ahead and look at the flying stars, feng shui best and worst sectors for February in the year of the dragon. All right, guys, looking at the flying stars for February. Remember, the flying stars have moved for the year also, so there's going to be different yearly / monthly combos that go into that sector. And a few things have changed. So flying stars number 1, 4, 6, 8, and 9 are generally considered positive, but again, there's exceptions to the rules. And so flying stars 1 and 9 this month are kind of okay. Flying star 4 is unusable and 9 is all right, I'll say. And so we can enhance these areas or mitigate the energies. Let's look at enhancing first. So flying star number 1 does go to the north. And again, it goes back to its original sector or palace there. So the 1-star enhances that yearly 8 wealth star that's present. So very good combination. It can increase business, enhance your career. Because remember that 1-star, sometimes it's, or even in the north, you know, it's referred to as your career palace or whatever in some schools of feng shui. So we do want to, you know, it's still taken into account, from my perspective, that 1 does help with movement in career and, you know, to get things kind of going. So combined with that 8 flying star, which is called the wealth star, you can use that to secure more work and contracts. And you can enhance this by working in the sector and by water. Water in the sector for the year is just quite good anyway. So you can just put water there. Place water here, making a note on my newsletter. So that'll be out also. So go ahead and check that out. And it's a little guide for the month. And it just kind of guides you each month in each sector that you need to enhance or cure. So flying star number 4 is generally called the academic star, and it is considered good. However, it's landing in the southeast, which we know from the yearly energies going there can be a little bit challenging. And so the 4 star is considered good, and that lands with the number 2 illness star in the Grand Duke, plus the 5 Tiger Shaw that's just there for the year, and that can be activated by either using or renovations. So we don't want to activate those energies because they could be a little bit fierce feeling. Okay, we don't want to activate negative things in our home. We want to activate the positive things. So you just find somewhere else to study. You're fine. study somewhere else. So the Northwest, though, does have the 6-4 combination. Remember, the 4 is there for the year. And so the Northwest is actually a pretty good sector. I typically like the Northwest sector anyway. So the 6 falling there can increase authority and expertise combined with that 4 star. It's a combo of 10. So I'd use that area instead. No need to use something you can't use, right? So it's excellent for management and bosses to use. And so if you are in charge, you're a boss, you have a downline or you have subordinates, go ahead and use the Northwest sector. And you can also place a fan here. And I said for the month, but you can place a fan here for the year too, because this energy is quite good. Just be careful, of course, when the flying star 5 goes, but generally a good area to enhance for the year. Then we have our flying star number 8, which is, of course, considered the wealth star, and that does go back to the Northeast. And I have been forgetting to include the Gua numbers, but it's in the newsletter. Again, you can go look. So I'll include that now. Gua 8. So the 8 star does join that yearly 6 star, making it another lucky 6-8 combination. So it's excellent for wealth opportunity, getting ahead in projects, or if you're the lead or delegating work, because the 6 represents the boss and the 8 represents working. So you could put in some extra hours also if you are not a boss, if you're an employee. You can take some extra assignments, work extra hours, and, could be quite beneficial for you this month. Also, if you're a Gua 8, but using the sector, of course, we know that. Sending emails, cold leads, follow-up calls, everything to enhance and increase your chance of securing extra work will be supported this month in the Northeast. And moving to the south for the Gua 9 here is the 9 star. And so the 9 star is considered good, and it's, called the happiness star. But it does join the yearly 7 star. The combination is considered just mediocre, in my opinion. It could be usable, though, if you want to get your story out. So if you are on social media and you make content, you can use it to spread your word, knowledge, expertise. But do watch out for miscommunication. And if you're a female and you're using the sector, you sleep here, things like that, do be cautious of fighting if you have a daughter. So be a little bit cautious. I talked about that on the yearly update. So the 7-9 combination does denote fighting between females, possibly even bullying. And so, just use the sector. It should be quite fine. And if you need to communicate, that 7 star is about communication and talking and, all that type of thing. So you can definitely use the sector, but I wouldn't activate it. So just skip the activation. And you can use the sector if you feel like you need some more inspiration. So the south is okay. Not great though. And now looking at challenging or, worst sectors, right? So remember, you don't have to cure every sector. Just do the ones where you spend a lot of time or where you sleep, like if you have a bedroom in the area, or if your front door is there, you might want to consider a cure. And cures can be a saltwater cure. I do those. And then the charm with 6 or 7 coins. If you use other adjustments, you can go ahead and use those. Some people use like the wulu gourds. There's just other things that from your tradition and perspective are totally fine to use if you see fit in that area. Okay. So flying stars 2 and 5 and are considered negative, and 3 and 7 are can be neutral or negative depending on where they fall. And so Taking a look where those land this month here. So flying, remember everything goes back to its original Guo. So flying star number two does go to the southwest, and even though it's a really good sector for the year, do be a little bit cautious. I don't think that it's going to cause a lot of trouble or anything like that. The sector is actually very positive for the year, and it's quite like vibrant, you know. And so, I don't think it's going to cause too much issues. So I don't think you need to put a cure here. I just think you need to be cautious if you're sleeping here, maybe. Maybe you could add a little something to it. But generally, I think the south, west could actually be quite positive all year, despite the two star. And so if you're a Gua 2, that's when you'd probably want to watch out for maybe some kind of health issue. But with that nine star and in that the southeast, or sorry, southwest sector, Gua 2, should be quite okay. It's one of the instances where the two star is actually not too bad. And looking here at the three star, so a three star does go east, and it does combine with the yearly one star with water feeding the wood. It shouldn't be too much of a factor. And the east is also another sector that is quite vibrant for the year, so it should be okay. It could be really great for individuals that play defense. If you do aggressive sports, occupations like a lawyer, because the three does represent arguing, and if you argue for work, even better. But if you sleep here, a Gua 3, just be careful about giving into anger, getting upset, and acting out, okay? You could plus the saltwater cure here if you prefer, just if you sleep in the area. But I really don't think that it's totally necessary for the two and three star for the month. Flying back home is the star number seven to the west. Star disputes, mostly about miscommunication, speaking out of turn. It does join that yearly five star. Again, the west, the five in the west is not a super, it's not going to have a super big impact this year due to some calculations. It shouldn't be too bad. So a saltwater jar might be there, especially if you sleep there. If you're a Gua 7, if you're already sick and the seven star does come and appear, sometimes that denotes you getting sicker or the need for surgery. It worsens the condition. And so if you have a chronic illness or if you're already sick and you sleep in the West, do add a cure there, okay? So keeping that sector quiet could be quite good. So also avoid arguments and stuff in the sector. And here we have flying star number five, not a factor this month. It goes to the center, and it is one of the palaces that actually can contain that five star, and it's where it's home safe, right? And so that five star actually is not negative for the month. It is safely contained at home. He's visiting home, he's hanging out, unangered and unprovoked. So flying star can five can actually show some and not really positive attributes because it's stuck in the center, but yeah, it's there for the month, so no need to cure the center of your home because it's not a Gua. So in addition to the yearly no renovation sectors, we do want to avoid some renovations for the month also. Please do check the guide for a complete list of that newsletter. So the monthly no renovation sectors are going to be where the Grand Duke and the Month Breaker fall, the Soi Po and the Tai Soi. So the monthly Grand Duke or the Tai Soi is the tiger, and that resides in the northeast. If you know the 24 mountains, that is northeast three, I believe. I believe. And then the month breaker there is the zodiac sign that clashes it in the southwest three. And so that's going to be the monkey and the soi po for the month. So for a complete list of that, please do go check out that newsletter. That includes also date selection. Date selection is a little limited for February. I noticed there's not a whole lot of good dates there to do like feng shui activations, but there's a lot of dates for welcoming the god of wealth, so do make sure to do that activity. All you do is a short meditation. There's also a little denotation there to receive the god of happiness and the nobleman star, and all you do is do a short meditation that night around midnight. So yeah. And so the dates and the details for all of that are on the newsletter, so go Check that out. And remember that renovations can also be done in some sectors using date and time selection specific to your home. So if you do need a date to start renovations and you're thinking, you're like, oh no, I need to use one of these sectors, then please contact me and we can kind of find a date and time. If you can wait, then I would go ahead and hold out waiting if it's not a super important activity, like your plumbing's not backed up or something like that, and it can wait, then I'd go ahead and wait if it's in one of these sectors. All right, guys, that about does it for today. I did not do a Folklore Friday segment because I'm trying to keep the episodes digestible. Somebody suggested that I put in timestamps, so shout out to you, thank you, because I just hadn't thought about it. And so I think it makes it easier also for the listener to like skip ahead if you just want to hear a certain segment and skip just my talking altogether, in the boring parts like now. So yeah, go check out the website, learnfengshui.com. That newsletter is, it'll be linked below. It usually goes live on the same day that the blog comes out, and you can download that as a PDF. And if you're an email subscriber, I will be sending that straight to your email as a download, so you don't even have to go check out the website. It'll just come straight to your inbox. So go to learnfengshui.com, sign up, and I do have some free downloads there. I do have the Zodiac forecast from that Zodiac forecast party that I did. And I'll have that video up soon. It's fine. I'll link it when it comes out on YouTube. And then I do have the Year of the Dragon update, so the annual changes and stuff like that. So those will all be on the blog post. You can just go through those. Yeah. And so sign up for emails. And you guys have a great weekend, and I'll catch you next week. I do have a couple special guests coming up. Zach Louie is going to be joining me again, and then I have. So we're going to talk about which zodiac signs can be lucky in love for 2024. That'll be a really fun one. So that'll be, I believe, on the 16th. And next week on the 9th, I have another special guest, and we're talking about one of the most important topics, I think, that I could probably cover, which is self-love. So Kathy Strankland leads us in a guided meditation at the end, and it's a very interesting conversation. And we also discuss her work with something called Gene Keys. It's very interesting. So you guys stay tuned for that, and I'll catch you next week for the Christy Stangland conversation. So I'll catch you guys then. Go check out the website and have a great weekend. For a free one room consultation or energy mapping of your space, follow the link in the show notes. To support the podcast, share with your family and friends, leave a review, or go to learnfengshui.com.